Hello and welcome to the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry. For Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody. We're with you each weekday afternoon from 1 to 1:15. And our goal is to teach the Word of God, edify the saints, and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, each brother rotates the speaking from week to week. And now, our message for today. Good morning. Welcome to today's message on the Lord's Day. We are pleased to have you with us. And today we're beginning a new study, and we're going to look at the book of the Gospel according to John. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we come into your presence with joyful hearts for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the opportunity to lift his name up and glorify the name of the only begotten Son of God. We thank you for him, and we just ask that you would lead and guide in the hearts of all those that are hearing the word today. We pray that the word would be brought out in truth, and that souls might come to a saving knowledge of Christ. We pray in his name. Amen. The Gospel according to John. You know, as we look at this particular book, we could look at the heading of this book and give a title from Isaiah 40 and verse 9 and say this, "Behold your God." When we see the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see that by the inspiration of God, that each of these four Gospels describing the birth, the walk, the life, the ministry, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, each of these four Gospels come with a different angle. We see, as a reporter would go to a fire, and you would have three or four different reporters going to report a fire in your local downtown. One might come as a lifestyle reporter and be interested in the people. We might have another reporter that would come that's wanting to get all the stats and all the hard facts and want to know just when and how this fire started. We might have another reporter that would come and want to do a human interest story about the family that may have lost their home. So we see here that's a illustration of what we have here with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We have the same situations, the same person in the Lord Jesus Christ being described, but we see how, by the inspiration of God, in four different angles, we're shown this one, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see it portrayed in Matthew, Mark, and Luke as the synoptic gospels, how they're very similar one to another. But then when we come to the book of John, we see how it's very unique. We see the four Gospels, Matthew betrays Christ as the coming king. We see the book of Mark betrays Christ as the great servant. We see Luke betrays Christ as man, God manifest in the flesh. And then we see when we come to the Gospel of John, again, we could call it from Isaiah 40 and 9, "Behold your God." Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we say that, let's look at how at the beginning of each of these Gospels, we see the genealogy, if you will, is mentioned from the beginning of these four books. In the book of Matthew, we see the genealogy of Christ goes back to Abraham. Well, remember, Matthew shows Christ as the coming king. We see how Mark, the one that shows Christ as a servant, well, there's no genealogy given. Who would want to know the genealogy of a servant? You know, we think of kings as an important person. People want to know their genealogy back to a certain person, but one that would come to serve, most people would not care the genealogy of a servant. But here is the Lord Jesus Christ in Mark. Then we see Luke, again, Christ, shown as a man. The genealogy there goes back to the first man, Adam, the one that by him sinning, we have now all inherited a sin nature. But then when we come to the book of John, we see there the genealogy, if you would call it, goes back to verse 1 in John 1, and it begins with God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now we see in the first 5 verses of the Gospel of John, a description of our Lord Jesus Christ, showing that He was all the way back at the beginning. You know, if we were to search this out in Scripture, we'd find out that He has always existed. Christ, the Son of God. We realize also in chapter 1 of John, we see 9 different names or titles and attributes given to the Lord Jesus Christ, at least 9. We see here in verse 1 that He's called the Word of God. We know that this is Christ because in verse 14 it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So we know who was made manifest in the flesh, who dwelt amongst us. It was Christ. So when He's called the Word, it was the Word that was made flesh. So we also see that He's called the life. He's called the light. He's called the Lamb. He's called the Messiah, the anointed Christ. He's called the Son of God. He's called the King, and He's called the Son of Man. At least 9 titles in chapter 1 tells us about the One that came to die for your sins. And the outreach that we have today and every Lord's Day morning, the purpose of this program here is to show lost men and women their need of Christ and just who this One, the Lord Jesus Christ, is. The glorious chapter 3 of John, that tremendous verse that most everyone has heard, tells us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This is the One that John tells us about. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, also in the book of John, there are, I believe, 8 I Am's, where Christ said, "I am. I am the light. I am the bread of life. I am the true vine. I am the way, truth, and the life. I am the door. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the shepherd." And He said, "I am," as it was spoken of God in the Old Testament. "I am." This is, according to John, the Gospel. Inspired by God Himself, Christ, behold your God. And we emphasize this because if Christ was not the Son of God, then what good would His sacrifice upon the cross been for sinful men and women? My friend, man and woman listening today, adult, teenager, child, this One, the Lord Jesus Christ, has died for your sins. This One that we're reading about that was in eternity past, left glory to save you from your sins. In the passage in Philippians chapter 2, we see that Christ was in eternity with the Father, but He left glory. It says this, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, and took it upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who we'll see talking in an intimate way in John chapter 17, Lord willing, in the future, how he was speaking with the Father in such an intimate way, spoke of how he and the Father are one, and spoke of how that he loved the ones that the Father gave him. My friend, he said that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. My friend, he has been lifted upon that cross. He has given his body. He has shed his blood. That blood that was perfect and innocent. He shed that blood for you. This is the one who had such an intimate and has such an intimate relationship from eternity past with God the Father. We see that this one Godhead with the personalities of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in such a marvelous way has come to earth to pay for the sin of his creatures, man. He has redeemed us. He has bought us by the precious blood of Christ. And here in John chapter 1, we could just look a few moments today as we have been introducing the book of John. As we look at the first 18 verses, we could say this is the testimony, speaking of the coming of from glory of the Lord Jesus. In the middle of the book, verses 19 to 39, it's the testimony coming from the wilderness, John the Baptist. And then from verse 40 to the end of the chapter, we see the testimony of these ones that were told to come and see. So to start with the coming from glory, the testimony, Christ himself, we see here that in the first three verses, it speaks of the Word of God. The title given to Christ in the beginning was the Word. We could turn over here to Revelation chapter 1. And we see over there where it says, I am Alpha and Omega. This is speaking of our Lord. I am Alpha and Omega. This speaks here of the first and the last verse, or first and the last letter of the Greek alphabet. The Bible, the New Testament, was written in Greek originally. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. My friend, the one that's called the Almighty is the beginning and the ending. Think of the alphabet that we know, A to Z. There's nothing before A, and there's nothing after Z. This is Christ. There's nothing before him, and nothing after him. The one from eternity past came and was man, was God manifest in the flesh so that he could die for your sins and mine. And he's back at the right hand of the Father, and he's in glory for eternity future. My friend, will you be in eternity future forever with this one, Alpha and Omega, the Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ? We could turn back in the Old Testament and see that this is the same glorious Savior spoken of that would come. They were told in the Old Testament, back here in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, that thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, thou, though be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto thee, that is the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. This is the Word of God. This is the one that Scripture says, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Does he love you? If he was in eternity past, in glory, but yet he humbled himself and was made man, became a servant, and was obedient unto the death of the cross, yes, he loves you. He could have stayed in eternity in the eternal glories. But this one, the Word of God, was made flesh so that he could come on this lowly earth and let sinful man nail him on the cross. Glory be to God that he has been raised from the dead. False prophets of past have their bones rotting in the grave. But my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, the true Messiah, has been raised from the dead and is now at the right hand of the Father. Thank you for joining us today. This is Two Roses.